BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Welcome to the Bunk Bed Podcast with me, Peter Curran, and him, Patrick Marber.
Yeah.
In the dark, in two beds, your tired mind can wander away from the hurly-burly of the day, and random thoughts can just float off before sleep.
Monday's child is fair of face. Tuesday's child is full of grace. Wednesday's child puts on a show. Thursday's child has far to go. Friday's child is loving and giving. Saturday's child works hard for a living. Sunday's child is really ace. Start right, because every child is different.
Some people promise you the moon. But what's on the moon? The Sea of Tranquility sounds nice, but it's not made of water, it's made of rocks. There's no beach and no seafood restaurants. And it's minus 200 degrees in the shade. Which is why everyone who's been to the moon has come back. In the same way that thousands of people come back to BT every week. If you'd like to join them, call 0800 400 456 now and we'll reconnect you for free. BT, stay in touch. 70 years ago, in August 1946, a year after the first atomic bomb was dropped in Hiroshima, The New Yorker magazine devoted an entire issue to one article, using just words to elegantly dismantle the careful mystique government and science had built around the atomic bomb, and give the BBC and its listeners one of the 20th century's most startling hypnotic broadcasts, John Hersey's Hiroshima. It was early 1946. The editor of The New Yorker, Harold Ross, was concerned about how quickly the stories of the war would be forgotten. After the feverish, jingoistic climate of self-preservation that pervaded the national press, it was in the balance whether the personal stories of atrocity would get due prominence in a country keen to forget. Everyone around this table is often prone to a bit of self-doubt. You don't seem to suffer from it at all.
No, no.
Do you ever worry that rather than being James Whale, you're in fact Alan Partridge masquerading as Rush Limbaugh?
No.
Hello! Hello and welcome from the Pleasance Grand, where, as you can hear, a passionate, full-throated Edinburgh audience are here to welcome you on board. Spike Milligan is being illuminated by Michael Barrymore, who's appearing as the famous troubled comic. That's Spike Milligan, of course.
But you inspired Bob Dylan. Why did your close personal relationship not end up with both of you walking down the aisle together?
I didn't think that I should marry a white guy at that time.
It was because he was Jewish, isn't it?
No. No. I think I was just too young to get married.
The army was 18-year-olds at that time. And, of course, there were 9 million soldiers of all nations who were killed.
Talking of heartbreak, why did you leave Stars in Their Eyes?